At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're going to jump in this one, too, because time is short. Special session. We're staring at the government shutdown. If a deal is not done by the end of the month, Tom, normally, as you know way better than me, every I, every T is crossed. We got all of it done. Not this one. It was fairly feisty again on one of the main issues of disagreement on whether undocumented individuals in the state of Minnesota should have their insurance covered. Very passionate speeches on it, including today. But a bill did just pass. I saw it from your tweet. Explain what's going on.
Well, it did pass by the slimmest of margins. It needed 68 votes, and it got 68 votes. And the decisive 68th vote had to come from the DFL House Speaker Emerita, Melissa Hortman, who actually opposes the bill, but she signed on to the deal that got them to a budget agreement. And along with Governor Walz and DFL Senator Aaron Murphy, who will also likely be required to cast the decisive vote in the Senate, even though both she and Hortman are adamantly opposed to this. That's kind of the way our system works these days, and it's the only way to get it passed when you have margins that are this tight. So under this law, at the end of this year, undocumented immigrants in the state of Minnesota who are adults will no longer be able to stay on the state's health insurance program, Minnesota Care. Children under the age of 18 who are undocumented immigrants will be allowed to stay, and that's about 25% of the people who are currently enrolled, which is about 20,000.
Typically, what happens right now when an undocumented, well, before the law, let's say, and going forward, undocumented individual goes to a doctor's office or a hospital, and they don't have insurance. How does this play out now compared to where the law before was covering it?
Well, they wouldn't generally actually make an appointment and go to a doctor because, you know, as you know, a lot of people won't take you until you give them your insurance information.
Correct.
So
right.
What they do and what Democrats argue is that they're going to show up at emergency rooms.
Yep.
And under state law, you can't turn anyone away who is in an emergency room. So they're going to have to get this care from hospitals who are required to give the care. And then ultimately that ends up in some way, shape or form being covered by state taxpayers just through a different way. And so that's why Democrats argue that this, while the Republicans say it's going to save money, in the long term, it's actually going to cost more. But Republicans say it's the principle of the thing. If you're not in this country illegally, you should not be getting our taxpayer-subsidized health care, which Democrats then respond and say, as they said in the debate today, that these undocumented immigrants actually paid $220 million in taxes to the state of Minnesota. So around and around they go, but it's the line in the sand that has been drawn. And
it's the philosophy. Are Republicans, at least some Republicans, acknowledging what you just said? That, okay, we still believe for a policy reasons and partially for budget reasons that we should do it, but we're acknowledging that if it does go through the emergency rooms, and I knew that, I just wanted you to lay that out in the way you did, and you did it perfectly, that this is going to cost more.
They don't acknowledge it publicly, like in these debates, but privately, yes, they understand that. I mean, everybody, it's an easy thing to understand. But the thing is, it's not like an easy line item in a budget like undocumented immigrants, where you can put a number on. There's 20,000 of them who have enrolled, although the original projection would be it would only be 7,700. And so far, there have been $3.9 million worth of claims just in the first quarter, because they've only been eligible since the beginning of this year. Even though the bill passed in 23, it took effect at the beginning of this year. And so we'll get new numbers later this week for, you know, updated numbers of how many of them are in the system right now. So, yeah, they understand that, but it's, as they say, the principle of the thing.
Correct. Okay, because that was so controversial, and for a lot of people, line in the sand, but in the end, you know, the two leaders vote that way. Do you now think this will pass, or is that still a little bit, that they will get everything done by the deadline, or is that still uncertain?
Yeah, well, it's already passed in as we said, in the House. The Senate is in recess. They were waiting for this debate. While that debate went on for 4 hours in the House, the Senate passed five bills. The five bills today that are originating in the Senate, they passed all five. So then they had to sit and wait. And so now it's unclear whether they're going to take the undocumented immigrant issue up right away, because it will probably take several hours in the Senate as well, or if they're going to try to do some other things. But right now they have nothing else to do, because the House is now finally on its first bill other than that. They're on House File 2, which is Health and Human Services. House File 1 was the undocumented immigrant insurance issue. So my guess is the Senate will come back and immediately take it up and get it out of the way. I don't think Aaron Murphy, the Senate Majority Leader, is going to want to push that off till the middle of the night, because the people who are passionately opposed to this want this done in prime time while people are watching and listening.
So 95% it gets done?
I think a 95% chance to get done. Right now, there's a total of 14 bills that have to get passed. In the Senate, they've already passed five of them. They have nine to go, but one is going to be the lengthy debate on the undocumented immigrant issue. The House still has 13 bills to go. And so most of these have been going pretty fast in the Senate. But remember, they have half as many members as the House does. So you got twice as many members, twice as many people who want to speak, who get to the microphone and talk. So I still think this is going to go to the small hours of the morning, but who knows? At some point, they may run out of steam, but I do think they will get it done by 7 a.m. Tuesday morning.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real ID is the real deal now, as you covered. We have a number of individuals who continue to show up at the airport and believe they can bring their Costco card. I'm not making this up. They can bring their Costco card and use that to get on a plane. I make you the airline, airplane, airport czar. Congratulations, by the way. My recommendation to you is these folks never are allowed to fly on a plane again. What are your thoughts?
Well, I certainly don't want them piloting the plane. I suppose you could still let them, you know, fly back in steerage.
No,
but here,
no. If you're this big a dope and you think you can bring your Costco card out there, you can hitchhike. Come on, some level intellect, okay?
I think these are the people we see in those Instagram and TikTok videos who are going berserk on airplanes. I think they're probably the same people. But I will tell you, I went through the process for my real ID about 8 weeks ago, and it still has not shown up. Now, I have a passport.
La-di-da. Okay, of course
well,
you do.
Okay, half the people have passports. Anyway, which is amazing to me that only about half the population has passports, but that's a whole different story.
Did you bring your Costco ID for the process of getting your real ID? And if not, why not?
No, but they did make me bring a utility bill, which is, you know, to prove your identity.
Yeah, but you're not using the utility bill to get on the plane. You're not bringing your Chuck E. Cheese card and your, you know, XL energy bill and saying, does this count?
Bring a neighbor to vouch for you.
Just in case, since my real ID hasn't shown, I'm going to bring my XL energy bill along with my passport and just see if one of those works.
Yeah, well, good knowing you. It's been a good run. By the way, thanks for the invite, Saturday. Thanks for the invite,
well,
Saturday.
Well, apparently you were playing golf at your la-di-da club, yeah. So it wouldn't have mattered if I had invited you.
Yeah, I mean, the lifestyle you live, it's. I mean, let's bring back, who was the guy in Lifestyle, Robin, who, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
Rich and Famous,
oh,
yeah.
Robin Leach.
The number one person on that list would be this guy. Honestly.
Tom Hauser.
I mean,
it's the guy who's playing Windsong while I'm at Braemar. Let's define
that's where you turn your car around to go back to Interlochen or Edina, or, you know, I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing the life you live. All right, go back to work. See ya.
Okay, see you, Chad.
Oh yeah, you want me to talk Pella?
I do.
You know, I hit the post, dismissed him. I mean, honestly, he's just. He's with the hoi polloi. Or did we get a different view of the hoi polloi? The hoi polloi still is the wealthy, the top notch, right? Or is this one of these words we've all been using wrong all along? Can you look up?
I'm going to double check on it.
Let me do Pella, and then you tell me about hoi polloi. Pella, not 10 years in business, not 10 months in business, not 50 years in business, 100 years in business. You're not good. You're not very good. You're great. You're stupendous if you last 100 years in a competitive business like windows and doors. I know, living in a house for close to 20 years with Pella Windows and Doors, they are tremendous. They have a showroom in Plymouth and Woodbury. They're online at PellaNorthland.com. I still made some changes last year. A couple windows had to be replaced, not that many, but then they redesigned how the windows set up and the sliding glass doors are in my kitchen. Fabulous. Finally decided to leave this neighborhood. It's been a long run in the neighborhood. And the house I'm moving into, I made sure it had Pella Windows and Doors. 50% off qualifying installations and 0% APR for 36 months. That's your offer in June. Go to it now. PetlaNorthland.com. What's the hoi polloi?
It's the rabble.
It's the rabble.
You remember the scene from Caddyshack?
Yeah.
They're christening the sloop, the judge's sloop, and Danny Noonan's there, and Spaulding says, ahoy, polloi, kind of a little jab. You're just one of the commoners. You don't belong here.
It sounds like the hoi polloi should be the lovey.
Sorry, it's not. Greek phrase meaning the many, the masses, the common people.
That's not Jason DeRusha. He's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.